Greetings everyone and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Today I like to do something a little bit differently. I like to read to you from a letter which I have just written, which was published, which has been posted on our website, and you can also have a hard copy of it. And at the end of this program, we will show you a very brief, short video. Now, this is what is being stated in this letter. Since our last member letter, dated October 31, 2017, so much has occurred on the world scene. The speed with which biblical prophecies are being fulfilled is mind-boggling and amazing, if we have eyes to see and ears to hear. This letter is meant to be a wake-up call, and it is written from a very personal perspective. So please take this letter very personally. We are trying to warn, admonish, and encourage our readers and listeners regularly with our weekly updates, Standing Watch programs, booklets, sermonettes, and sermons, but do you listen? We have written about our struggles with problems. We have cautioned everyone not to let individual trials overtake them so that they won't lose focus, but do you listen and heed this admonition? Sadly, and this is nothing new, some do not listen. Some will lose interest in the truth and walk away. Some already have. It has always happened that way in God's church. Sometimes I see familiar faces on Facebook picturing people with whom I was once very close. They seemingly believed what I believe, held dear what I embrace, taught what I teach. But look at them now. They lost all understanding and knowledge of the truth, wearing crosses, standing before Christmas trees, embracing quote-unquote grace while proudly proclaiming that they are happily divorced. Some go off Facebook right away when they are being contacted by former friends, wanting nothing to do anymore with those who still belong to this quote-unquote crazy church. What happened? How could it happen? The warning is, you must be certain that it does not happen to you. It might start small, seemingly harmlessly. A little compromise here, a little giving in there, a little appeasing of relatives and friends by just participating a little bit in Halloween or Christmas parties. Until the nice princess costumes and the beautiful Christmas lights don't look that wrong anymore. After all, what could be wrong with letting our children have some fun with trick-or-treating in order to get some candy? What could be wrong with decorating a nice evergreen tree and singing inspiring songs to the great God in heaven who came to this earth as a little child? What could be wrong with giving Christmas presents to others to show our love and concern for them? What could be so objectionable when we honor Christ's birthday on Christmas Eve? Wouldn't it be understandable when we break the Sabbath just a little bit by working for 1 hour or so after sunset? Or when we skip a few services during the Feast of Tabernacles? And to switch gears a little bit, what could be wrong with getting involved in politics, voting in governmental elections, participating in jury duty? Can you see the faulty reasoning, or does this all sound a little bit appealing? If so, you are walking on dangerous ground. Sooner than we may realize, baptized members of the Church of God will observe Passover, the most solemn occasion of the year, by partaking of the unleavened bread and the red wine which symbolize the awesome sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Will you, if you are baptized, observe Passover in a worthy manner? Or has it become somewhat of a routine? Do you work on overcoming your problems? Or will you observe Passover as some have done in the past, while still smoking at the same time, or drinking excessively, taking illegal mind-altering drugs, or living in adultery or fornication? After all, are these problems really that serious? If that is your viewpoint, you are truly walking on dangerous ground. When observing what's happening right now in the world, we should all realize the ugly picture with which we are confronted. But how ugly is it in your eyes? We hear of alleged horrible sexual scandals in the United States, with a despicable congressional procedure protecting the perpetrators and silencing or even prosecuting and persecuting the victims. We hear of admissions of tobacco companies that their products were intentionally designed to kill people. We hear about the abominable radical transgender war. We are confronted with the worldwide threat of lunatic terrorists and the futile attempts of governments to win the war against terrorism. We hear about persecution of minorities all over the world. But how does this affect you? Do you sigh and cry about what's going on in your country, or doesn't this make any difference to you? We hear about political turmoil in Germany, which might lead to a frightening, prophesied development, sad fighting within the White House, lies by politicians and others in high places on an almost daily basis, the creation of a powerful EU army which will bring havoc to this earth, real warnings of a collapse of the economy, coming huge earthquakes, including in California and Washington State, volcanic eruptions, terrible wars and military attacks, including by Russians and Americans, killing innocent civilians and children. The list could go on and on. Do you see where this is all leading? Do you understand that the Great Tribulation is very near? Do you comprehend the fact that Satan is very angry, trying to destroy you, as he wants to devour all church members and eradicate all of mankind? If so, do you agree with me that it is high time to wake up and get serious? This letter is written to all of you, including myself. We need to put everything behind us which distracts us from fulfilling our individual and collective task to get ready ourselves and to help others getting ready for Christ's return. Rather than delaying his coming, we must accelerate it. We can do this. You can do this. Will you? And I signed it with Christian love, Norbert Link. Now, we have said a lot in this letter. Some of the things might sound strange to you, unfamiliar, perhaps even odd. But we have prepared a booklet which explains a little bit more deeply what the Church of the Eternal God stands for. And you should know about it, because what we are teaching is based on the Bible. So please stay tuned for the video which we are now going to show you. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
In a deceived world where there are so many churches which all claim to be Christian in belief, how can one identify the true Church of God? How can one prove which church is teaching the same doctrines that Christ taught? Do you even know what Christ actually taught? What are the identifying signs of the true Church of God as revealed in the Bible? Is God's church an all-powerful organization or just a little flock? Jesus Christ gave his church an important commission, especially in these last days, to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, to warn the nations of pending disaster, and to feed the flock. How is the church supposed to carry out this commission correctly? To find the answers to these important questions on how to find the true Church of God, request a free copy of this booklet by going to eternalgod.org/contact.